Coronavirus restrictions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says people in England will no longer be required by law to wear face masks in indoor public spaces and to keep at least 1 meter apart as soon as later this month. The Prime Minister confirmed the plans on Monday to reopen society despite rising coronavirus cases. He says legal sanctions will be replaced by individual informed decisions when the country moves to the final stage of lifting its long lockdown. He said that's scheduled to happen July 19th, although a final decision will come on July 12th. Britain has recorded more than 128,000 coronavirus deaths, and infections are rising due to the highly transmissible Delta variant. Three more victims have been found in the building collapse in the U.S. state of Florida, the death toll now rising to 27 people, according to the Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief, hours after crews brought down the remaining standing portions of the condominium. Rescuers then resumed the search for victims. 115 people remain unaccounted for. The county's mayor told NBC's The Today Show the demolition opened up a previously unreachable area for rescuers, though the chances of finding any survivors there waned. Crews could be seen climbing a mound of debris at the site Monday alongside a piece of heavy equipment that was picking up rubble. Rescue workers in Japan are searching for survivors after mud, tree, and rocks ripped through a seaside resort town on Saturday. The landslide killed at least four people, according to the Associated Press. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday will again appeal to unvaccinated Americans to get the shots to protect themselves and others against the coronavirus. The latest push comes after his administration fell short of its Independence Day vaccination goal. The Biden administration aimed to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. The president is scheduled to make remarks at the White House on the COVID-19 response and the vaccination program as concern increases about the Delta variant of the virus spreading across the country. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that 67% have received one dose of a COVID vaccine and 47% have received two doses. Armed kidnappers have taken 140 students from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria, according to local officials on Monday. Attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State early Monday, abducting most of the 165 pupils boarding there overnight. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. Police in Kaduna State said they have rescued 26 people, including one teacher. Monday's abduction is one of many recent kidnappings, usually for ransom, that have hit schools in northern Nigeria. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast. Forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared in 15 counties. Forecasters say the storm will weaken some while crossing over Cuba, but it is likely to strengthen slightly as it moves toward Florida. Elsa was the Atlantic season's first hurricane before weakening into a tropical storm. The Vatican says Pope Francis is in good condition, alert and breathing on his own after he underwent a three-hour operation Sunday. The surgery removed half of his colon. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said Monday that the 84-year-old Pope is expected to stay in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic for about 7 days. The Vatican has given few details about the procedure. Monday's brief medical bulletin mentioned no such complications. The Holy See said the Pope needed the procedure because he has a narrowing portion of large intestine. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.
VOA1.